From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. UN officials said today that more than 73,000 people in Haiti have been given food, though for many others the wait continues. Relief workers are struggling to reach some people still trapped by last week's magnitude 7 earthquake. Others are wandering the streets. There are also reports of looting. NPR's David Gilkey is in the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince and describes the scene.
It's definitely taken a different turn. I mean, you can definitely feel sort of a different tone down there. It's an unbelievably apocalyptic scene, and it's just smoke and people running around with whatever they can grab. I saw a guy just carrying a box of straws today. I guess that's what he felt he needed, and it's indescribable, really, it is.
NPR's David Gilkey. 6 days after the earthquake, there are estimates of tens of thousands of dead, with many others injured. U.S. authorities are working up plans to deal with a feared mass migration of Haitians. NPR's Tom Bullock has more from the Capitol.
Desperate for food, shelter, and other supplies, some Haitians are trying to get to anywhere they think they can find help. Large numbers of Port-au-Prince residents have already been fleeing the city, heading to the countryside, which they hope survived the quake. Hundreds of others are lined up outside the U.S. Embassy. Many there say they or their children are American citizens whose documents have been destroyed or lost. As desperation grows, there are fears of Haitians taking to improvised boats, as they have in the past, in hopes of reaching U.S. shores. So U.S. officials are clearing space at Miami's Chrome Immigration Detention Center by moving refugees there to other sites. And U.S. officials say some Haitians could be housed temporarily at the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
People across the U.S. are observing Martin Luther King Day today with community service projects and ceremonies. In St. Louis, one church is holding a day-long reading of the civil rights leader's speeches and sermons. St. Louis Public Radio's Matt Sepik reports.
Mrs. Rosa Parks is a fine person. And since it had to happen...
Here at Christ Church Cathedral, an Episcopal parish, people are reading Dr. King's writings aloud in half-hour shifts. This morning, St. Louis resident Mary Hovland read a speech King gave in Alabama after Rosa Parks was arrested for refusing to give up her bus seat.
It's a wonderful speech, and it's a speech where he lays out how this is going to work, how these protests are going to work.
Hovland says King wrote far more than just his I Have a Dream speech. In fact, there's so much material that today's eight-hour reading only hits the highlights. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.
Major Beef recalled a report today. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's food safety arm says some 864,000 pounds of ground beef is being recalled due to potentially deadly E. coli. Ground beef involved was produced by Huntington Meatpacking of Montebello, California, and shipped mainly to California outlets. This is NPR. Online search engine company Google is said to be placing some employees of its China operations on leave. That follows reports the giant internet company is now investigating whether a recent cyber attack may have involved one or more of the company's employees. Google has denied reports it has already shut down its China offices, though in light of the attacks, Google has said it was considering whether to pull out of the country altogether. With an estimated 384 million internet users, China has a bigger online population than any other country. A fresh strike vote is planned for British Airways cabin staff. Last month, the British High Court stopped the strike, scheduled to hit the lucrative Christmas and New Year holiday period. As Larry Miller reports from London, the union representing cabin staff wants to try again.
In a statement, BA says it will not allow the union to ruin this airline. The union says talks have gone nowhere and it's time for another strike vote by 13,000 BA cabin personnel. In the previous ballot, the strike was backed 9-1 with an 80% turnout. BA was given an injunction prohibiting a 12-day pre-Christmas walkout because some of those who voted were no longer with the company. Despite further talks, the issues remain the same. The airline is facing record losses and says to survive, it needs to cut staff and change pay and working conditions. The union says BA needs to consult before going ahead with any changes. BA says it's under no obligation to consult. Should there be a pro-strike vote, a walkout is likely to be over the busy Easter break. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
U.S. financial markets were closed for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday today. However, overseas markets were open. Stocks closed higher in London, Paris, and Frankfurt today. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.